following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Doug Duda, Damon Day, and another full house. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to talk with Bill Friedman, producer of the Big Ten Network's The Journey and Big Ten Elite, which is going to profile the 1994 Nebraska football team tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, there is a segment on this week's Journey about Kenny Bell. Again, that's to find out more about the play. It's not to talk about who's scoring all the touchdowns. It's finding out the stories behind that. And I'm sure a lot of people don't even know that Kenny Bell has a cousin, Tyler. He's paralyzed. They're talking about that, and they're talking about his will on the field for Nebraska. Got a lot to talk about today. We'll also talk with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris in a couple of minutes and Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. But Damon is decked out in his Loper blue today, which shocks me. Shocks me that you're not in your Golden Dome.
Oh, you know, it's one of those things like all day you plan on saying something, and then the moment you get to say something, you don't have anything to say because you just are that ecstatic inside. And so I don't think today is a day to gloat because there's still a tremendous amount of time to go in the year. But to say that I was the happiest Notre Dame fan in the state of Nebraska when they beat Oklahoma after no one, I mean, no one gave them a chance.
Except this guy.
And they not only won, they rolled. So I'm excited. I still don't think we can play in the national championship game, but I'm still excited.
A big win for Notre Dame and Notre Dame fans cross country. Now you've got a juggernaut in Pittsburgh. I expect this will probably be the week you get upset.
Exactly. As being the Notre Dame fan I am, this is normally how it goes. We beat Florida State, lose to Boston College. We beat Oklahoma, we're going to lose to Pittsburgh.
It's scary now because should win the next three.
Yep.
Before USC rolls in. Yep. Who's not tough. As tough. And I think a lot of programs are going through that right now. Our schedule looked monstrous, and now,
especially if you had Big Ten teams on there. I mean, face it, you know, everyone was talking because what Michigan was ranked, and then they just got throttled, and Michigan State was 10th, and now they can't even win a game. I mean, I love the article the other day I was reading where Indiana could play for the Big Ten title.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that kind of just shows to where, unfortunately, it is not the strongest of years for Nebraska.
It's okay, yeah, as long as we're stronger than the weaker.
Hey, as long as, yeah. I mean, the only question I did have, and this is my question that I wanted to ask you, is Brady Hoke for real? From the standpoint of, are they just going to go? I mean, it's kind of the old Charlie Weiss syndrome, in my opinion. Is Brady Hoke winning with Rich Rod's talent? Because I'll tell you what, if that's the best they got at quarterback, if that's the best that the future of Michigan has, Brady Hoke's going to be out of there just as fast as Rich Rod was. Because I'll tell you what, and I'm not, I mean, this is the sports side of me and whatnot. I hate to get on young people. That kid had no clue.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Nebraska did a great job of exposing him, but you would think that Michigan would have a better plan in place than that young man, or at least prepare that young man a little bit better.
Nebraska doesn't.
No, that's true. For, you know, and maybe that's just the fact that there's more parity now in college football, so, you know, the kids don't want to come in and sit and be a backup. So, you know, they're losing that guy to Miami of Ohio, or they're using that guy to Ohio U. I was just stunned at the overall. I mean, and then you look at my Irish. They got like four guys that have all started college football games. So, anything that I can do to bring the conversation full circle back to the Irish,
I'm happy for you.
You know who I'm most happy for? I'm most happy for my father.
Well, there you go.
You know, my pops lives in Kearney, and he's kind of adopted the Huskers because every person he knows, all his new friends are diehard Husker.
Does he have a flag?
Friends? What's that?
What's he got in the yard? Does he have all the merchandise and the flags and stuff?
Unfortunately, my brother went to Ohio State.
Oh.
So he wears a lot of Ohio State sweatshirts.
Oh.
Well, not anymore now. Now he wears only Loper shirts or Nebraska shirts. I told him, like, you can still, you know. Born and raised Ohioan, though, so.
Once again, a spike in Loper gear the last couple of weekends because Daryl Morris, they're red hot, baby. They're red hot. Two in a row for the Lopers. Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Said last week on this program, if we win this football game, it will be an upset. Nice upset, Coach. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, glad to have you back on. You know, the tremendous weight lifted off the shoulders a week ago. What was different about preparation last week and going into that game since you broke the streak?
Well, you know, I think, again, our kids just felt like a sigh of relief, and they could get back to preparation and not worry about having to do things that were maybe, you know, more than what they could do and press and try to make big things happen when it wasn't time to. So I think we just played a lot more of a relaxed football game. We went into this game knowing that we were the decided underdog, so that does take some pressure off of you. And told them before the game, hey, we're not going to worry about the score. We're just going to leave our feet and knock somebody out and see if we can't you know, have some fun today. And that's what we did.
You did have Matt Barry back. How much of a difference did that make in what you did with him and Justin Drudy?
Well, I think probably had a pretty big impact on Central Missouri. I don't think they prepared for the option as much as they would have if they had known Matt was going to be playing. We got after him with the option pretty well, and we also got after him with Ricky Trinidad out of the backfield. So, you know, I just feel like it was probably a wrinkle that from our offense that they probably had not spent a lot of time on, and trying to adjust to the option in midstream of a game is pretty difficult to do.
Coach Damon Day here. It looks like Ricky Trinidad has definitely stepped up. And is this something, I know we've talked in the past, is this something you knew that was coming as he matured and learned the system?
Well, you know, we knew he was a good football player coming out of high school, and we got him out of Brian Wattell's high school as a former player of ours as well. And that we knew he had some talent. He was recruited by some bigger schools and then had a knee injury in high school. So we knew he had a quality football player, you know, and we played him a fair amount last year as a true freshman. So, you know, he came off the broken hand. He's just gotten a little bit better each week. He just continues to get stronger, more familiar with the offense, and begins to understand where the lanes are. And that's just working out really well for us right now.
Daryl Morris, head football coach of the UNK Lopers, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day on this Tuesday. You told us last week as well that you were going to ride Ricky Trinidad as long as you could because his legs were fresh enough and you needed that kind of help. So he's been over 200 yards the last week, 66 rushing attempts, 29 of those go to Matt Barry, only asked him to throw the ball 14 times. Were you thinking that the run-pass split would be that dramatic?
No, we weren't, you know, I mean, but the way the game was going, we were the dominant football team up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. We did Our offensive line did handle their defensive line pretty well, and vice versa. We got five sacks on their quarterback that were created by pressure of the guys up front. So that was just the way the game was going. Certainly, Matt's forte is running the option and managing the game for us offensively. He's not a great throwing quarterback at this stage of his career, which is about 3 weeks old. So, you know, that's just what was, you know, it was eating up the clock. It was wearing out their defense, and it kept their offense off the field, and we just went with it because that's what was working.
Daryl, we talk about a variety of different kids on this football team. Take me to when you finally go, hey, all right, we're tied up. We make this nice drive in the fourth quarter. We get the lead. Then we have our extra point block, which obviously leaves the door wide open for Central Missouri to just get the seven and eke this out. Drew went 1-for-1. The punts are about 35 yards average. Are you concerned at all with special teams right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're not a good special teams football team. Drew is not kicking the ball as well as we had hoped he would as when he came in. There's some mechanical and fundamental things we've got to get him to change as he goes through his career here, as we go through winter conditioning. Right now he's a three-step kicker. We need him to be a two-step kicker. He's reluctant to adjust and change a little bit. We're going to have to visit with him about that. He's going to have to. You know, Trevor Vitruba, I keep calling him Trevor Vitruba, you know, Zuha's done a nice job punting the football, really. He's had a couple of them. You know, he stuck him inside the two-yard line the other day with a punt, and then we end up getting the safety on that deal. So, you know, we're just not as athletic as we need to be on our kickoff coverage team and our kickoff return team. We're not real fast at the return spot. So, you know, certainly that's an area we're going to have to improve in as we go through the winter and the spring and next fall.
One young man, and you bring up the safety, they credit that to Dylan Lush. And here's a young man that people really knew about his offensive prowess. He came here to play defense. A lot of people know about him. Give us your thoughts on how his progression is coming.
Well, that was a big play. Him and Rashard King both got in on that sack and got the safety for us. And, you know, that brought us within 2 points of taking the lead. So, you know, he continues to get better. He's a young player. Kids get better with the more exposure, the more reps, and the more opportunities they get. And we just feel like Dylan will just become a better and better player as he gets older and matures and gets stronger and just has a better understanding of what we're doing and develops that sixth sense you like players to have on the football field. So it was a great play for us at that time. And it really did kind of turn the tide a little bit because of the good punt that we got out of Zoo and then the fact that we got points out of it, and then they're kicking off their own 20-yard line after that. So that was a change point for us.
Coach, you've talked all year about, you know, competing and doing your things for the seniors. What does a performance like Pete Kropp had as a senior do for your part?
Well, I mean, it just makes you, you know, appreciate the kid even more. I mean, he hasn't given up, and nobody has given up in our football program, and it just makes you want to do everything you can do, you know, to make his senior year somewhat of a success for him. And I told the kids after this ball game, I told them on Sunday that this is the game that these seniors will point to as the success of their senior year. It's not going to be with a winning record, and there's been some negative records set this year with our football team, but this is the game that we were given almost no chance of winning. They are an upper crust MIAA team, and it does validate that we do belong in this league, and it also just gives us more data and information as to how we need to improve our football program to be in games like this week in and week out as you go through this MIAA schedule.
Last minute here with Daryl Morse, UNK football coach. We step out of the league to take on South Dakota Mines, who is an independent school at 2-6. Got a really cool nickname. They're the Hard Rockers. And you go up there. Fort Hays beat them last week. Tell us something about these guys.
Well, you know, they're an interesting football team. Mines hung 70 points on them, and then you know, it's close to a tie ball game at half here when they play Fort Hays last week. So, you know, they're a football team we don't know a whole lot about. They tried to get in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and didn't get that done. They're playing an independent schedule. They have played Fort Hays. They have played Truman. They have played a couple other schools in MIAA. They've played North Dakota U. So we're not going to be the scariest team that has showed up in Rapid City this year for them. So, you know, it's a team that we're probably the favorite team this week for the first time this year, and it's a game that we're expected to win, and now we got to make sure that we take care of our business and do that.
Do they have some weapons?
You know, they had 400 and almost 500 yards worth of offense on Fort Hays, so offensively, they are a pretty good football team, and they can move the football on you. Defensively, they got a lot of young guys playing, so I think they're hanging their hat on being able to outscore you, and it'll be a challenge. They're going to run and pass, so they're going to be a 50-50 type team. I doubt they can run the football on us real effectively, but we'll just have to wait and see.
How was the bus ride home Saturday?
It was a lot nicer, I tell you. I mean, those bus rides from the RMAC were not that great, but they were always funner, regardless of whether it was 15 hours and you won a game compared to a five-hour trip and you don't win. So anytime you win, boy, those bus rides are a lot nicer.
Coach, we'll do that whole MIAA recap at the end of the season, but let's get three in a row and talk again next Tuesday.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Thanks. That's the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris, joining me, Doug Duda, and Damon Day here on the program. Here's one that the Lopers probably didn't expect to get that they got, and that's saying something when you start 0-7. You don't get games you're not supposed to get at after so long.
I think that is the I think that is the essence, that is the makeup of UNK football, to get that W when things, I mean, they could have easily gone down there and not played well, or you, like Coach said, you know, but for them to put together a game plan, to execute it, to play hard, to keep playing hard, I mean, that just shows a mentally tough team that they're gonna learn from this season.
And at one point, the score was 11-10. That's awesome. That's awesome. It was 7-5, 11-10. All kinds of crazy stuff when you throw safeties in there and start going for two. You can email the program anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining in downtown Kearney. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call the program at 888-455-ESPN. You'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. Tomorrow's our Loper Link. We'll talk more about that tomorrow with all the Loper things, but the men's basketball team takes off tomorrow for Florida. Pretty cool. They get an exhibition game there on Thursday night, and we'll talk more about that. One other thing that came up yesterday is that, now remind me here, you've been here for like, what, 32 years, or is it just 10?
10.
So you were here when Sergio Romo was pitching for Mesa State, who pitched in Game 4 of the World Series. Well, all season, but he took care of business in the World Series, and he pitched right here at Memorial Field. You remember anything about this young man who was 10-0 the last time he pitched here?
Yeah. You sat there and you knew it. I mean, guys talking, we texting back and forth with former players or whatnot. I mean, did you think he'd be, shutting it down for Giants in the World Series? I don't know, but you knew he was good. I mean, he was one of them arms that you look back on and you're like, man, he, and what's funny is Travis Kirkman hit home run off him in the first. And I'll never forget, he told Travis Kirkman as he was running the bases, no more, not today. And guess what? No more. We didn't score again.
No,
and
that
so
was it.
It's funny to see the maturity of him. It really is not funny, but, when he was here, he was a hothead. He'd bounced around, gotten some issues at some other different schools. I think Mesa was his fifth or sixth school that he had been. Maybe I should maybe say fifth or sixth, but he had had some travel. He'd traveled around a little bit, but to see him now mature into the role and just how he talks, and I mean, it's just amazing to see him grow up, because when he was here, I mean, Peter Yazvak was talking about today, we didn't know if he was going to get through the first because he was about to get thrown out because he was arguing balls and strikes, and so it. I always equate to, and we talked about it in our hitters meeting the other day, how amazing is it that he can throw a pitch to the Triple Crown winner, and the Triple Crown winner knows it's coming and still can't hit it, and then has the heart and the conviction to throw an 87-mile-an-hour fastball in. I mean, exactly. That's what we talk about, conviction of pitches. I mean, that's pitching at its essence, is trusting your stuff, making a pitch. Now, one of our guys said, well, I throw 88. I'm like, yeah, but you don't have 3 foot of sink on it either, type of thing. So
yeah, you come back to me when we got that pitch perfected.
Exactly.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Irish Ken has chimed in with some Notre Dame stuff. And Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Bill Friedman, producer of The Journey and Big Ten Elite on the Big Ten Network. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, all coming up. Stay with us.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
Whether you're running a family or running a business, there's so much running to do and so little time. So let Carbonite run your computer backup for you, automatically and continually, whenever you're connected to the internet. Unlimited backup space for one computer is just $59 a year. Carbonite also has plans to back up all your small business computers for one low price. Try it free today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code BACKUP and get 2 bonus months with purchase. Carbonite.com. Offer code BACKUP.
The Bo Pelini Revenge Tour is complete, as after Nebraska lost to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Northwestern a year ago, the Huskers avenged that third and final loss on Saturday with a 23-9 win over the Wolverines. This is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Join me at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney Wednesday at noon.
Preceded by a live Doug and Daddy Show at 11. Brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Graham Tire, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today as we climb to 66 for a high. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 37 with light winds. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 45.
Umbrella for the East Coast. Sandy, pseudo hurricane. Hate to see what a real hurricane would do. Well, that's tough out there. I mean, what can you say? A lot of the country is getting slammed, and this is one time while our little neck corner of the woods is doing okay. So we'll take it when we can get it. Everybody gets some bad weather from time to time. You hate to see it destroy things. I guess that's the difference between Nebraska weather. You don't have a couple, 3, 4, 5 days of preparation knowing that the tornado is coming like the hurricanes do. But then the hurricanes are, you know, tornadoes are horrible, but they last you about 30 minutes and then they move on to the next sector. The rough deal out there.
Oh, I mean, without a doubt, anytime Mother Nature decides to show us who's boss, it's a thing. I mean, you know, like I've said before, my brother's a police officer in Cleveland, Ohio, and they're absolutely just getting hammered with rain and just more rain. And, you know, like he said, he's gone for police officer to kind of search and rescue. And, you know, I always love when people say, well, why don't they just leave? I don't think people understand. It's the East. I mean, it's...
Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Plus, certain people have to stay back to take care of these things, no matter what.
And not everybody has transportation. Yeah. I mean, not everybody, you know, there's a much bigger demand on. So you just hope that everybody gets through it okay and you know, everybody survives and there's any more loss of human life. And you hope everybody makes good decisions. And it's a sad, you know, it's a sad thing, but there's nothing you can really do to prevent it.
And if you're overly interested in that, you're going to be listening to CNN or watching that or listening to news radio, not sports radio. I'm sure that here very soon
giving our hurricane Sandy. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure very soon here, Damon Day, we'll find out how some sporting events are going to be affected by this with so many teams on the East Coast.
Are the Nets and Knicks still playing tonight?
I don't think they're supposed to play tonight.
Or are they supposed to play Thursday?
Maybe Thursday. 3 games tonight, including the start of the NBA season with the Heat and the Celtics right here on ESPN Radio. Irish Ken chimes in. What? What's this I hear? There's no Irish fans in Nebraska? Irish Ken bleeds green. Which, again, would tell us why he's so weird. He goes, I've had to endure listening to that stupid song Duda plays putting down the Irish for years. I suspect that song has been returned to the vault. I am concerned this week, though. Could it be Stub Thy Toe Week? By the way, Damon, recruiting is going very, very well in South Bend. Good Lord. Notre Dame. That's fine. I picked him on Friday. So I was rooting for him. And I said on this show, I've got no problem rooting for Notre Dame. I do not dislike Notre Dame. But again, they're one of those teams that's kind of fun to pick on.
They are fun to pick on.
They've built themselves up.
Yes.
So they've left themselves open to that.
They definitely have. They definitely have a different, I don't know if you'd say standard, from the standpoint of, you know, the whole NBC contract and this and that. You know, that independent tag that they keep. Yeah. Hold on to so tightly. You know, they're never joining the ACC.
It's also that on their check.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when NBC stops writing checks, then they'll join a conference.
All of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has a full breakfast menu served from 6 a.m. to 11, including the Cinnabon Minibon. That is at the two locations in Kearney, along with Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Who wouldn't want that warm dough filled with cinnamon, topped with rich cream cheese frosting? It's perfect for you. Catch it at BK. Head football coach at Hastings College is Tony Harper, and probably coming off the roughest week of the season for the Broncos. Coach, this is a turnaround week, I know, for your football program. How are things with the Broncos today?
You know, it's not bad. We had some meetings. We got back from Doan Saturday night, had a quick team meeting there, which we usually don't do, but I thought some things needed to be said. We got together on Sunday, watched some film, a lot of things that we got to fix, and it's time to go back to work. And now we're going to see what we're made of as coaches in the team, and we're looking forward to the challenge this week.
Well, what happened? I mean, I can see what happened. I can look at the stats. I can see that Doan probably had this one circled on their calendar all the way from last year, and a win, I think, keeps them in the playoff hunt. I know they're going to be rooting for you to beat Northwestern and hope you three teams can get in. But what did Doan have that maybe you guys didn't Saturday?
You know, they came out with a point to prove on Saturday. Their kids played hard. They played fast. They played like a football team's supposed to play. Their coaches coached hard, Coach Franzen and Coach Mollering, who I highly respect. Those two guys had those guys flying around, and they played harder and they played faster than us. And it was as simple as that, you know. You really want to get down to it. You know, defensively, we allowed them to continue some drives. We missed some tackles, which has kind of been our MO this year, which we obviously have to continue to work on and fix. Defensively, those guys flew around our offense. We dropped a couple balls here and there. We weren't able to run the football very well. And special teams, which had improved every game. You know, we had a block punt. They returned a punt for a touchdown, had a big kickoff return. We just didn't play well in all three phases of the game, and that falls back directly on me as the head coach, because I didn't have the guys prepared last week.
Did you see it coming?
Well, if I saw it coming, I think I would have tried to fix it. You know, to be honest with you, we had good practices on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday of last week. We had really good high-intensity practices. Friday was an okay practice. I had no indications that this was going to come out like it did and end up like it did at the start of the game, though, to be honest with you. I could get a funny feel, and it was a feel that I should have approached right then and there with the guys, and I learned something about myself and how I need to handle a young team, and when I feel something or think that we might be going this one direction, I need to bring them together and point them in the right direction, and that's something that I had to learn the hard way, and hopefully it won't repeat itself.
What are you specifically looking at this week in practice to work on?
We got to get back to enjoying the game of football. I mean, we got to compete, and that's the biggest thing. You know, I just said that we had a good week of practice last week, and that's probably what you guys heard, but we got to compete every single day. And, again, we're not in the stage, and we haven't had, you know, the sustained success of we're not used to being the team that's chosen to win a certain game. It's been a few years since Hastings College has been in that. And to be honest with you, I think we played a little tight on Saturday. I think we coached a little tight on Saturday. Again, that falls back on me. But what we're looking for this week is we're looking for the guys to get back out there, play football, fly around. You know, we got to have some guys step up, some young guys. But, you know, that's part of the business. That's part of us dealing with these young guys, and we're looking forward to it. We got to raise our energy level. Those are things that we're going to hammer into the guys this week, and hopefully we'll respond.
Obviously, the passing game didn't go like you wanted. I mean, if you saw the yardage and what Trevor Bone did as a receiver, you'd go, hey, that's pretty good. But percentage wasn't there. There's always a couple of things that do stand out. Talk a little bit about Trevor's game.
You know, he had a couple drops that he hadn't been, that we hadn't seen for the year, and that, not just on Trevor, it was all of us. You know, we dropped some balls that we should have caught. They did a good job. Coach Bessler did a good job of challenging our receivers off the line of scrimmage with some squat corners and things like that, and we just didn't respond very well to that. You know, talked to Trevor when we got back to Hastings on Saturday, and he was broken up. I go, Trevor, man, you're just a sophomore. Did you drop some balls? Yeah, you dropped some balls. Everybody drops some balls. We miss some tackles. You can't put one loss. That's the thing about football. You can't put one loss on one specific drop or one specific missed tackle or what have you. It was a whole group team effort. And, you know, we just got to get back to catching the football. And I know we can do it. We've been able to do it most of the season. And Coach Mace will do a great job with those guys. And that's what we saw from Trevor. He's just such a great young man. He tried so hard. He took it upon himself. And what we told the guys is, fellas, just make plays. Your one catch ain't going to win or lose the game. It's, you know, one after the other after the other. And that's what we're going to really work on this week.
Coach, you got number 17 Northwestern coming in. Big game for you. What are the things that you're going to work on this week to take on them?
Well, you know, the thing with Northwestern, and you've been in this conference in the past, you know, Northwestern, they're not flashy. They're going to come out at you, and they're going to be physical, and they're going to play their style of football. They're going to hammer you, hammer you, hammer you. And what we're looking at from our guys is to play fast. You know, I know a lot of coach speak, and you guys probably get tired of the coach speak and stuff like that, but we just got to play fast. We got to tackle. They got an All-American tailback. They got an All-Conference fullback. They got a quarterback that's dangerous. We got to make those guys uncomfortable, showing some different fronts, but not try and be too fancy. Just play some base defense. And offensively, they run a stack defense, and they probably got the best D-line in the conference. They're athletic, so we're going to have to make sure we get them going side to side and doing some different things like that and make sure we understand where their fits are and counteracting it from that. So we got a lot of work to do, and, you know, the great thing about dealing football is, you know, we got another game. We can learn from what we screwed up last week and fix it, and Northwestern is a great football team, and we're just going to have to do those things that I mentioned.
Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day. Did Concordia make them mad? Have you seen the last 2 weeks that they have vastly improved?
Yeah, they poked the bear. I sent Coach Winter an email after that win. I said, good win, Coach. He goes, have fun with them the rest of the season. I'm like, appreciate that. But, you know, again, they did some good. They lost their starting quarterback. They took him out at some point in time later in that half, second half against Concordia. And, you know, again, Concordia's MO is their defense just flies around and hits. And if we can do that, if we can kind of simulate what those guys did, we might be able to just kind of hang around long enough to aggravate them, get the ball on the ground a little bit. We're going to have to sustain drives offensively. But Concordia had a great game plan. They moved their fronts. They brought some different blitzes. So we're going to try and do some similar things with that out of our own system.
I know you're concerned about just winning the football game, but obviously everybody knows that this is your playoff game right here. What is your thoughts on how things could still work out? Does this team, I believe, they still have a chance to, if you win two, Doan wins two, maybe they win the tiebreaker over you, but can three teams get in? What do you tell the team about that?
You know, I'll be honest with you, we had a JV game here last night with Coach Franz, and I've coached with Coach Franz before, and I really respect him and like him as a person, his family, but, you know, we was talking and going into the Morningside game, actually, we told the guys, fellas, regardless of what happens this week, we still got a shot to do something that hasn't been done here for a while, which was the playoffs. After the Morningside game, we still were talking, okay, fellas, if we handle our business and win out, we still got an opportunity to the playoffs. And I think I did the guys, you know, misjustice with that when I were talking. You know, we usually focus on ourselves instead of focusing on what could happen this way or that way. And I think it made us tight, to be honest with you. We're not going to mention playoffs. We're going to mention about playing one snap, making the tackle, making the block, making the catch. If something was to get lucky and we were to get in, we would be happy. But not only is this week huge for this rest of this season, but this could be determining the future of this program from the standpoint of how we respond to adversity, how we come out and play a team that is on paper a lot better than we are, ranked and all that other good stuff. We got to come out and we got to compete, because then we can build on that. And that's going to be our message all week with the guys.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to work and keep the happy face on. Let's get a win over Northwestern and talk again next week.
Sounds great. Y'all take care now.
Take care. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. The one thing about Hastings College so far this year, I haven't been surprised at all. They've been winning football games. They got off to that good start. They obviously weren't playing their best football at the beginning of the year, but they were playing teams that they could handle, and they handled those teams, and they got better. They got thumped by Morningside, who's way better than everybody else in the GPAC. Fine, everybody can say that. They may be closing the gap, but they're still way better than everybody else. That hurts the way that they got beat by Doan, though. 48-16, that's not what you're hoping for, because you knew that you need to either win out or get two of the three, and let's see if they bounce back. On the road.
It's tough. Rivalry games, you know, and I think Coach kind of last week when we talked to him, you know, like he said, the tables had been turned. You know, he talked about how Doan was ranked and they were heading for the playoffs last year and Hastings wasn't, and Hastings got them. Doan this year, they kind of put themselves back in it type of thing. And anytime you play a rivalry game, I think as a coach, those are the ones that make you the most nervous, because you can truly throw records out of the window and – you know, that X factor that you don't have in a regular game, it ends up showing up in a rivalry game.
Hastings College ranked 25th this week as they go to Northwestern on 1230 KHAS. A couple of notes before we go to the break, and coming up around the corner, Bill Friedman, Big Ten Network producer. We'll talk a little Husker football. They've got a couple of things coming up tonight and this week on The Journey. We'll also be talking with our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Don't forget, tomorrow it is our Husker Lunch live at Cunningham's Journal. It'll be Sean Callahan in to talk about the Michigan win. Come on, good things to talk about. And then going to Michigan State, what should worry Husker fans about the Spartans? That's coming up tomorrow on the program. Our Husker Lunch plus Bob Jensen will be joining us as well, live from Cunningham's tomorrow. Our Loper Link as well. How about this? Creighton, first team All-American, Doug McDermott. We touched on that just a moment yesterday when the story broke. First time Creighton has had someone become a first team All-American. Nebraska women's basketball team was up 44-7 at half. They get UNK in an exhibition game on Sunday. So that game tips off at 2:05. What else do we got here? That and this. And sub-district volleyball continues tonight. C19 is on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic Gibbon at 5. Minden St. Paul at 6:15 with the championship to follow. Tri-City Storm, home tonight. They will be taking on Lincoln, 7:05. Wear your Halloween stuff. What's Damon Day going as?
My brother went as me.
I think I already got you. I got a whole bunch of suggestions. I think the listeners could come up with a bunch of suggestions. But, you know, just knowing the way that we have portrayed you here lately, you know, just put on that little mustache, goes Hitler. You commie. We could find a bunch of things. Maybe we could get you a Spain Olympic basketball uniform that you could run around
in. I'm going as Paul Gasol. when you see me out trick-or-treating, I'm going as Paul Gasol.
We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity for different voices to be heard, share ideas, problem solve, develop creative solutions. I love that. But if your team's spread out in different locations around America, coming together can be tough, almost impossible. Unless you use, and I have, GoToMeeting with HD Faces. The powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with clients and coworkers online. Doesn't matter where everybody's located. You're in Albany, I'm in San Diego. She's in Dallas. GoToMeeting allows you to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. Built-in HD video conferencing. You can see everybody face-to-face. Try GoToMeeting free now for 45 days. Don't wait. Special offer only on this show. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code ESPN. Be sure to use the promo code ESPN. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believe.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front-row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today as we climb to 66 for a high. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 37 with light winds. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy's show at a Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth with Damon Day as co-host today. We're going to find out something about Troutman's Tuesday trivia. We'll find a trivia question here somewhere. There's some really, I got some tough ones today, so I got to find one that's a little bit easier out there. Don't forget our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, the NBA season begins tonight. Do you care?
No.
Is that a Nebraska thing? I mean, come on, you're from Indiana. State basketball, let's go.
Yeah, high school basketball, but I think the NBA is just. I did like Kevin Garnett's comments today about Ray Allen.
That's awesome.
How come you haven't talked to him? Preference. Okay, well, good point.
Don't want to. Don't want to. That'll be interesting tonight here, right here on ESPN Radio. That's our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. NBA season begins tonight. Do you care? Vote. Pick up points for our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. You can redeem those points for a variety of gifts, including getting more entries for our 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Cunningham's Super Bowl party. And you can also register tomorrow at our Husker Lunch. Yesterday, it was a blowout. There are 13 teams that are 3-4 or 4-3 in the NFL. 93% of you said it was parity and good for the league. 7% said it was bad for the league. Trent, go ahead.
Browns.
Two in a row, right?
Hey.
The road to 11-5 begins today.
7-6.
That's awesome. It is so awesome.
Set back the game of football. I don't know how many years.
God, and we got Chargers Chiefs Thursday night. That's the NFL game.
Oh.
Two of the worst performances.
What happened to Brady Quinn?
He got hurt.
Is that what,
little guy got hurt, and then Matt Castle came back. They still gave the ball only 5 times to Jamal Charles. Just crazy. Trent fires off to the Dent Popper inbox here. Hastings may have trouble slowing down Kane Coulter from Northwestern. Just my opinion. That's Northwestern of Iowa, of course. But funny, Trent. I liked it. I got it. It's funny. I still feel weird when I'm reading sports, especially when you're coming off of Northwestern just a week ago for the Huskers, and then you start talking about Northwestern and Hastings, whether they're playing them in football, volleyball, basketball, whatever it is. It's kind of fun. So there you go. This rolls in. Given the fact that USC's offense is the best one Notre Dame will see all year, I see USC pulling off the upset. The next best offense is Pitt at 49th. Sorry, Coach Day.
Come on. They said that we couldn't stop Oklahoma's.
Somebody from Loperville is sending that to you, by the way.
Manti Te'o. He's everywhere. Ask Oklahoma. They're having nightmares about Manti Te'o.
Should I consider him, when we vote for the Heisman, I get 3 spots. You vote first, you vote second, you vote third, and they weigh the votes. Should he be in my top 3? And I don't. I mean, we talk about it because it's sports radio, but I literally wait till the end of the season. I send it in the day before or the day of my Heisman ballot. But what do you do with Manti Te'o? Here, and I'll give you one more thing, and I'll let you answer this, because what's going to probably always bother me is he's not better than Ndamukong Suh. And if he shows that he's better than Suh, and because that's a Nebraska thing, I mean, I'm all for defensive guy getting the Heisman. I have no problem with that. But if Sue couldn't get it, and I know that was a great class, I think Tao has a chance because maybe this isn't a great class.
I think Tao has a chance because it's not a great class. No one else, you know, everybody was giving it to the Geno from West Virginia in the first 3 weeks, and now what? He's gotten beat twice in a row. I mean, I think because
they don't even play the promo on ESPN anymore.
Because I think because it is watered down, I think Manti Te'o definitely deserves to be in discussion. It's for the best college football player, and I think he's one of the top players in college football. And I think when you look at what Notre Dame has been able to accomplish, he is a reason why they are where they're at. He is the leader of that football team.
How about this? He could, if they were in a conference to play in a conference championship game, he could have had one more game to show off his skills. Instead, they'll just be sitting there.
But his games are already televised enough nationally that
everybody's televised because we're in the Big Ten. We got the Big Ten Network. You crazy? Bill Friedman joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, Manti Te'o, should we be looking at Manti Te'o as a Heisman guy?
Oh, I think so. Don't you?
I think so. I don't know if I came off the correct way. I didn't get bashed on our emails or our phone calls. I felt a little different about Te'o because I thought he was getting a lot of publicity for his unfortunate circumstances. I didn't want him to win the Heisman Trophy because everybody knows about his rough few years and what ended up getting him to Notre Dame. I want people to see him play football, not just, you know, I guess feel sympathetic and vote for him for that reason.
Well, you know, I think you want the person who wins the award to have to deserve it. You know, it is kind of interesting, don't you think, over the years that it's really only ever been given to one player that played primarily on defense, you know, being Charles Woodson. You know, in the NFL, you know, I mean, when you think of a team like the Ravens that won the Super Bowl way back when, I mean, their best player was clearly Ray Lewis. No one would argue that. Same with the 85 Bears, I think. I mean, being a Bears fan. But, you know, it's just interesting in college football, it always seems to be given default to the offense. And I think defensive players just have a bigger hurdle to leap over, to even just get in the conversation. You know, you guys were talking about it with Sue, you know. Why couldn't he have won the Heisman that year? So
strongest,
interesting.
Probably because he had the darn strongest class of the last decade. And I guess one more thing before we move on to the reason we're talking to Bill today is part of the Heisman is character, and there's no doubt that Te'o has the character.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's an amazing story, and, you know, you kind of – you feel for the kid in a way, and you kind of root for him, I guess. But it's, you know, I think a lot of Notre Dame's a pretty polarizing team. You either really like them or you root against them. They're kind of like the Yankees in a way. And, you know, it's interesting that here's a guy that can kind of has a mass appeal, even being a Notre Dame player.
We're talking with Bill Friedman, BTN producer of The Journey, Big Ten Elite's going to profile the 94 Nebraska team tonight. But, Bill, before we get into that, my co-host Damon Day, originally from Indiana, he's not a diehard Husker fan, which I don't even know how we let him in the state because he's not. But what the hell's going on with the Hoosiers? Look out. There's even talk that they have a chance to get to Indy. Now, that's just crazy. What's going on?
Well, I think when you look at their schedule, you know, I mean, they're 1-3 in the conference right now. But if they win, you know, they've lost to some pretty good teams. Obviously, Northwestern's a pretty good team, and they lost to Michigan State as well. And they gave Ohio State, who's undefeated, a pretty good game. So, you know, if they can beat Iowa this week, and that's an if, but if they can beat Iowa, they go to 2-3, and then they host the Badgers the next Saturday on Senior Day. And, you know, if you win that, and, you know, Wisconsin's off this week, then they're 3-2. So if they were to lose that game, both teams would be 3-3, assuming, of course, Indiana beats Iowa. And now you have two teams at 3-3 of the eligible teams to go to Indianapolis. And, you know, Indiana would have the tiebreaker. So stranger things have happened, but pretty amazing, isn't it? You know, their offense, I tell you what, their offense is fun to watch. They're doing some real creative things, I think, down there in Bloomington on offense.
Nebraska, Indiana, and all they'd be cheering is let's play basketball. Wouldn't be fair, Damon, it wouldn't be fair.
Tonight on the Big Ten Network, you're previewing the 1994 Nebraska football team, and obviously in this state, it's, you know, you're going to get a lot of viewership. What can you tell us that people will expect as Husker fans tonight about what you guys are going to show about the 1994 team?
Well, first, I hope it brings back some good memories. You know, that's really what this is. You know, I want these shows, the whole series, Big Ten Elite, is for not just to be a reminder of what happened. I mean, everybody remembers the games that you won, but to be kind of exposed again to the personalities and some of the storylines with the coaches and players on the team that took place during that year. So you can kind of the way I always describe it is you kind of want to put the viewer in a position to kind of feel how they felt during that season, and hopefully that our show will accomplish that this evening.
Would you? Again, everything, it seems, everything that you guys do with Nebraska, you're learning about Nebraska tradition and all the things that went on with it. What did you find interesting about this one for Big Ten Elite?
Well, you know, I mean, look, it's a season, I followed, at the time I followed all of college football. You know, there was no Big Ten Network in 1994, so I was a college football fan, and it certainly brought back a lot of memories for me, but it also, I learned a lot just in helping produce the show. You know, one of the things that really sticks out to me is I'm pretty sure it was a Kansas State game, when both quarterbacks, both Tommy Frazier and Brooke Behringer, were hurt and they had to play Matt Turman, and he was a guy that really stepped in and was a walk-on, and was a guy that kind of bled Nebraska, and like this was his moment, and they won the game, and 17-6, and the defense surely gets a lot of credit, but they made enough plays to win the game, and little things like that that I think maybe when people think of that team, obviously they're going to think of the Orange Bowl win over Miami. They're going to think about beating Oklahoma. They're going to think about the big win against Colorado. But, it's some of the other little games and moments that I think people, either don't forget or maybe didn't pay enough attention to, or maybe haven't heard the inside story of everyone. It was really neat hearing the players' perspectives of the quarterback that game. And I think, that's an example of the type of things that I hope this show puts out there for people.
If I remember right, Matt Turman threw the ball four times that day with Kansas State, and just turned around and handed it to LP quite a few times. How much of tonight's program focuses on the quarterback situation of that year?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, obviously that was one of the more interesting storylines kind of woven throughout the season. Obviously Tommy playing at the start of the season and then suffering the injury, the blood clot, and then, Brooke coming in and really keeping the ship of, steady as they move forward. And then how they both shared time in the Orange Bowl, and how it was really a team, and how the explores a little, obviously talked to Tommy for the show, and he really gives some insight onto his relationship and the situation with Brooke. It's very interesting. I think fans will enjoy it.
We're talking with Bill Friedman, Big Ten Network producer, and welcoming him back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, it's tonight at 7 o'clock, Big Ten Elite, profiling the 94 Nebraska football team. There are so many things to talk about with this football team. It got Nebraska going. I mean, they had just lost because of the Byron Bennett. Not because of, but they had a chance to be the national champs the year before, and for about 5 years there, Nebraska was the most hated team out there because they were the best team out there.
Absolutely, and that's kind of how where the show starts is with the loss the year before and how close they had come and how there was that it was kind of title or bust that year. That was really, look, I didn't live in Nebraska at the time, but I'd imagine that was kind of the sentiment. You'd been so close and you had a lot of talent coming back, and then it was kind of like we really need to do it. This is our chance, because as you guys know, very few programs get a chance every single year to win a national title. Yeah, you might have a 5-year period where things are really good, but then you might have a couple of years where you have to rebuild a little bit. And this was Nebraska's time. Their window was open, and they jumped through it. And one of the hard things for this series was which Nebraska team to profile. There are two other teams you could have done too. We decided to choose this one because it was the first.
Yeah, the Huskers going 13-0 that season. And what did Tom Osborne have to say? I mean, everybody wants to know what T.O. has to say, and especially now that I get the feeling we may not hear from T.O. as much with him moving out of the athletic director's chair. But I think these coaches can have the same script. Did he put anything new out there?
Well, again, when you say did he put anything new out there, I'm not sure I know everything that he said in the past, so it's hard for me to give you an accurate answer there. No, he spoke. I mean, honestly, the people I found most interesting to listen to in the story of the people we were able to interview were the linemen. I really found the offensive linemen in this show to be compelling speakers and tell some really good stories. They were very proud of what was called the Nebraska Pipeline, was what they called it. And I thought that was – they had some really good – they're kind of big, tough guys. And I really liked the perspective that they added to the show.
You also have a show called The Journey, where you highlight this week's the relationship with Kenny Bell and a cousin. What can you tell us a little bit about that segment?
Yeah, I think people are really going to like that. You know, that debuts on Wednesday at 6:30 Central. And, you know, one of the things we try to do on The Journey is find people in the conference that, you know, they're certainly worthy of attention because of their exploits on the field, but maybe also what they're doing off the field. And Kenny Bell, let me tell you, between talking to my producer who produced it and the editors who edited it, people really like this guy back here at BTN. He's an engaging guy. He's very well spoken. He's a fun guy. He's a different guy. And the story with him and his cousin Tyler is a very touching story. And I think Nebraska fans will see, you know, who aren't familiar with that story, or even if you are, you'll see kind of a different side of it Wednesday night on the show. I think people really like that segment.
Bill, we talked to you earlier in the season. You were just getting another year of The Journey underway. Give the fan, which one have you liked so far? Are you starting to revisit some of those stories?
Well, we're always thinking. I there's not a day goes by that I'm not thinking what should be in the show. And you know, now we're Wednesday will be our fifth of 10 shows. So you know, we're at the halfway mark, and we've already started production, obviously, on the sixth show. So what stories have I liked? I think Kenny Bell is going to be one of my favorite ones that we've done this year. I thought the other Nebraska story we did on Rex and Amir was pretty solid as well. I think. We did a really nice job with the Monte Ball story that we did a couple weeks back. You know, he's had a pretty interesting story. And, you know, I thought our game, you know, we do these game highlights, and I thought, you know, I think some of those have been really good. You know, we want those to look and feel different and, you know, in a way as best we can try to imitate the bar that's been set by NFL Films. And I think we've done a nice job of that. You know, we'll never reach their level, but we can certainly try. And I thought our game treatment of the Michigan-Michigan State game was really interesting, and I think this week the two game highlights have a lot of potential. You know, we were at the Nebraska-Michigan game, and I think people will see that game in a little bit different light when they watch our highlight of it.
That's good stuff. Anything else, Bill, before we let you go? I know everyone's enjoying the programs and just enjoying BTN in general.
Well, hey, it's great to hear, and you know, I'd leave people with this. I really hope that, you know, the best compliment I can get from the Big Ten Elite Series is, man, it was so great to see all that great, you know, all the games and hear from the people again, and I just hope that we did it justice. You know, the 1994 Nebraska team is obviously a team that carries a lot of weight in that state. It's a team that is treasured for lots of reasons, some very happy, some very tragic, and I hope that our show does it justice.
Kent Pavelka narrates tonight, of course, his voice synonymous with bringing those national championships home as well. It is Big Ten Elite tonight at 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, then The Journey, and that is this week. Kenny Bell's segment is on the program this week, and check the BTN listings for all the times that they are on this week. Bill Freeman, producer for so many great segments, thanks for joining us on this segment of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. You have a great week now.
Take care. Big Red taking on Michigan State this week.
If you haven't seen the shows, they're awesome. They're really good. They're really well done. And as a guy who's kind of...
You're a Big Ten guy.
In the sports world, I love the behind-the-scenes stuff. Because you only get so much out of the canned answers, you know, the whole interviews before halftime or the pregame. You know, these shows really dive into who these kids are, where they come from, and I think that is just it is just such an interesting thing to watch.
Coming up, we've got our Troutman's Tuesday trivia, so be ready to do that. Coming back after the break, we're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Doug Duda and Damon Day. Don't forget that the Husker-Penn State ticket giveaway continues at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They're doing that November 6th for the November 10th game. Find out more at thinkmidway.com. The Ram 3500 Laramie Longhorn Power Wheel will be given away tonight during the Tri-City Storm game. It's their trunk or treat, not trick or treat, trunk or treat at the Viero Event Center. And so those are a couple of the great promotions they've got going on right now. And through the end of the month, they have got a variety of pre-owned 2012 vehicles on the lot. Chevrolet Cruises, they've got 23 of those in stock, 2012 or 2013. Plenty of Equinoxes, Chrysler 200s, 2012 Rams. Last year that you're free of the UREA free diesel, so check that out, the 2012 Rams and Chevrolet Silverados. They are moving them out. They have just a handful of 2012s left and a lot full of 2013s. The Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Back. Go. Yeah.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
NBA is on ESPN Radio. Two fierce rivals in the East go head-to-head on opening night.
Pierce shoots good on a three off the right side angle.
Paul Pierce and the Celtics head to Miami looking to knock off the defending champion Heat.
Taken away by James. LeBron on a breakout jam. Breakout jam.
Celtics Heat, Tuesday night at 6:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today as we climb to 66 for a high. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 37 with light winds. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 45.
So many vague Husker questions we could throw out there today for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I'm not even sure we'll do Husker questions on today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, hey, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Hello, Doug Duda, Damon Day. Thanks for being with us on today's program. John Carney says, the best thing about the Big Ten Network is they don't talk about Texas or Notre Dame. How ironic is it they have their own network, and how's that working out? Wow. Wow, Johnny. Wow.
I do think it's interesting. It's got to be tough from their perspective to, you know, they're covering some aspects of Nebraska's history that they weren't even a part of the Big Ten. So I think that's kind of got, like he said, it's kind of got to be interesting for him learning along the way a lot about those things, to where probably most Husker fans are more educated about the history of that season than maybe he was even at the beginning of the process.
Lunch special at the Chicken Coop Kearney in Grand Island. It's Tuesday. That's a dollar off any salad. Tonight, it's their wing basket. Every Tuesday night, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from all their great wing flavors. $5. Get a whole bunch of them. Get 2, 3, 4 baskets. Get all kinds of flavors. It's the original Chicken Coop Kearney in Grand Island. Big Burger Night on Wednesdays. Burger and fries, $5. Nobody does it better than the Chicken Coop. Slide in early if you get a chance. Maybe you get that morning shift. Maybe you get off around noon. check out Happy Hour, 2 to 5:30, Monday through Friday at the Chicken Coop. Watch your favorite sports, play a little Keno, enjoy a great meal and a beverage of your choice at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. It is time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to give us a chance to stump you or give you a $25 gift card, today is the day. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, NBA or football?
Football.
Okay, NBA it is. Let's see here. Our producer Jeff came up with this very interesting question. Over the last decade, which NBA player leads the league in points on opening night? Points scored on opening night.
How about Kobe Bryant?
That was what I guessed, Bob. It was wrong. Try back though, buddy. 888-455-ESPN.
That was mean. If I'm a guy thinking about calling in, I'm.
Well, who knows what we're going to throw out? That's the beauty of this program. Can't be easy. Every once in a while, I think it's tough and it's easy, and they knock it out of the park. Just because you get through first doesn't mean you can win every time. You one of those guys that likes to give everybody a ribbon?
No. I just don't. I don't think we should taunt. Guess.
Bob's cool, though. He'll call back. Who are we chatting with?
Dirk.
Do you want NBA or football?
I'll go football.
Okay, NBA it is. Over the last 10 years, this man has scored the most total points on opening night.
LeBron.
It is not LeBron. Try back. In fact, LeBron would. He could, but he hasn't played 10 years, so I don't know if they figured that in. So that's one of the things you want to think of, folks. This guy has played at least 10 years in the NBA. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
LeBron's not that good anyway.
Wow. Who are we chatting with on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
This is Jim.
Jim, I'm going to – oh, man. I was thinking about changing up the question. Jim, should I change up the question?
I hope so.
I think you're going to hit this one out of the park. Well, let's find out. We just had Bill Friedman on Big Ten Network, 94 national champions, Huskers, 13-0. You remember that team?
Yeah, absolutely do.
God, there were some good players. LP, Graham, Zach Wiegert, Brendan Stye, Troy Dumas, Donta Jones, Tyrone Williams, Baron Miles, Zach Wiegert. Oh, man, Terry Keneally. What eight-man school did Terry Keneally play high school football for?
Oh yeah, he played up in the Sandhills. He played for Mullen, I believe.
No, it is not Mullen.
I know it.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Jim is not dialing anymore because he's beating his head against the wall. I think that's probably too easy for Husker fans. Who are we chatting with?
This is Mike and Hastings.
Mike, how you doing today?
Good.
Do you know that question about Keneally?
No, I don't.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you trying to – he's trying to finagle me here is what he's doing. Let's go back to that 1994 national championship team. There are so many questions I can ask you from that national championship game or team. So here's the one – Oh, man. Okay, here it is. Who caught the two-point conversion pass in the national championship game against Miami?
Joe Makoveka.
No, that's incorrect. Try back, though. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, which NBA superstar has the best average on opening night points scored over the last 10 years?
Kobe Bryant.
It's not Kobe. Try back. It's not Kobe. 888-455-3776. Should I give him a hint?
No, because I think any hint you give will be just handing it to them. But that is a tough question.
I think I got a hint that doesn't hand it to him.
Okay.
I think we'll see how this plays out. Who are we chatting with?
Phil.
All right, let's see here. Who caught the two-point conversion pass in the national championship game against Miami?
Smith.
No. Incorrect. Try back. 8-8. That's pretty good, General Smith. Could have been anybody. Is there Smith on the team? Yeah, he caught it. You bet.
It wasn't Smith. It was Jones.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Trotman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
It's Bob again, Doug.
Okay, Bob. Okay, I won't give you the NBA question. I know you know the Terry Keneally question. So who caught the two-point conversion pass in that national championship game?
Haven't you got anything else?
I could, but it would be tough. You got a guess? I think he said goodbye. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew, Nebraska and Michigan State have played six times. How many times has Michigan State beaten Nebraska in football?
Once.
Not correct. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. See, every once in a while, I'll throw an easier one in there. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Who leads the NBA in opening night scoring average the last 10 years?
Paul Pierce.
Not Paul Pierce. I'm going to give a clue. This person does have an NBA championship. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four. But the answer does have a ring. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Scott. Man, Scott sounds bright. I'm going to throw this one out again. Terry Keneally played eight-man football at what Nebraska high school?
Hyannis.
That is correct, Scott. Congratulations. I actually thought I could slide that by him, but he got it. Hey, hang on the line. A $2,500 gift card is coming your way. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling and hang on the line. Jeff will take care of you.
Thanks.
Hyannis. Eric Alford caught the two-point conversion pass. Michigan State has never beaten Nebraska in football. And the NBA question, I think, sometimes I need to write down all these questions I ask, because last week I didn't say that Bloomfield is who Bertrand beat in the state finals. Dirk Nowitzki has the best opening night NBA average over the last decade. I'd have been here a while getting that one right, trying to guess that one. So that's a tough one. Anything else from you, baseball man?
Nothing.
You were you okay with the way the World Series went down?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the team that just keeps getting – baseball is a game that you just got to keep playing, keep playing, keep playing, keep playing. And to have a five-day layoff when you're used to playing every day shows, and I think it shows definitely on the offensive side. I mean, San Francisco pitched well, but, again, it was just one of those situations to where – you know, San Francisco had that it factor, and you're starting to see that more so in baseball. Momentum's becoming a bigger issue. You know, the team that kind of has to roll through, you look at the Cardinals. You know, they seemed like they were playing playoff baseball since September the 1st, you know, in the year before. And so, and even the Giants the year before that. So, the only thing I hate is when they don't go seven games, because I just enjoy watching it.
Yeah, that's true, because we could have had some baseball during some kind of off time.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. Possibly Thursday, and we could have aired Game 7 instead of the Chargers Chiefs. Are you going to watch the World Series? Hold on. One other thing before that. I want to meet the guy that went up in Vegas, because I, you know, sometimes you just forget this. The Giants were down 2-0 to the Reds going to Cincinnati this year for the playoffs. I want to meet the guy that went to Vegas and bought the ticket at that moment on the Giants, down 2-0.
It's probably Hunter Pence.
I'm guessing it was pretty good. odds at that time. Also, are you watching the World Series tonight? World Series of Poker, down to three guys at the final table. Somebody gets $8.5 million.
Oh my goodness! No, no.
I'll tell you what. I'll end the show with this just for you, because I can't find the Akron fight song. I want to thank Dave and Dave for co-hosting again today. We'll be at our Husker Lunch tomorrow. Loper Link, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, Sean Callahan live at Cunningham's joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, then talking Husker football from 12 to 1. I want to thank Bill Freeman of the Big Ten Network, UNK football coach Gerald Morris, and Hastings College football coach Tony Harper for joining us today. There you go, Damon. I hope we see you next Tuesday.
I'll be here.
See you guys.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.